100.9 and 107.7 Country and Community in Richland Center. Here's your Daily News Roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin employers could soon see some relief from worker shortages. Yesterday in Milwaukee, Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan bill letting DACA recipients apply for job licenses. The new law opens doors for dreamers to work in high-need fields like nursing, teaching, and skilled trades if they meet all state requirements.
Wisconsin's workforce shortages persist, and we can't afford to leave out anyone who's willing to participate in our success.
Evers says it's the right move for the economy. Some critics disagree, saying the state should focus on training more citizens instead. The number of those filing for unemployment for the first time are increasing across Wisconsin. That's according to the latest data from the U.S. Department of Labor. It shows that for the week ending March 28th, there were more than 4,400 first-time filings in the state. That's more than 800 more filings compared to the week before. Nationally, the number of filings decreased compared to the week prior. And the Milwaukee Brewers are pairing their new City Connect uniforms with a fresh taste of Wisconsin tradition. Starting tonight, fans at American Family Field can enjoy City Connect Supper Club Fridays. A special menu features classic Supper Club dishes and old fashions. The Supper Club pop-up debuts the same day the team shows off its new City Connect jerseys against the Nationals. Those feature a logo that says Wisco. It'll return for every Friday home game this season. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the Brooklyn Nets tonight in the final home game of the season. Bucks GM John Horst says his relationship with Giannis Antetokounmpo is not strained, but acknowledges there could be changes in the offseason. Giannis ruled out for tonight's game. Baseball. The Brewers opening a three-game series at AmFam Field against the Nationals. The crew coming off their first series loss of the season after being shut out by the Red Sox 5-0 on Wednesday. Pitcher Shane Drouin charged with the loss in his major league debut, Pat Murphy.
This is a learning experience. I've been out there. I got through it. Okay, that's my debut. It wasn't five innings of shutout, but it very easily could have been.
Men's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers on to the national championship game. They beat North Dakota last night 2-1. The Badgers play Denver tomorrow at 4:30 for the title. Golf. The 90th Masters is underway. Round two today. The forecast through the weekend in Augusta looks great with sunshine and temperatures in the 80s with sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy with a high right around 51 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 20s to near 30. Tomorrow, sunny early, chance of scattered showers, maybe a thunder shower in the afternoon with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your news roundup for Richland Center from WRCE and WRCO. Find more news anytime at WRCO.com and WRCE.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.